played a challenging schedule. I know with this game kind of being it for the regular season as well before your sub-district begins next week. But, played some team. Ogallala played them really tough in the Southwest Conference Tournament, beat a good North Platte St. Pat's team along the way. So there's been some games and some teams that made your team obviously better down the stretch, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like we're getting better. We're starting to understand, just everything and how I want the game to be played. And you know, we've just continued to improve and work on our skills each and every single day. And, you know, that has gotten better as the time's gone through. And we've, like you said, we just had some tough luck. And a lot of games, you know, even Hershey early on in the year, we lose that game in overtime. And we lose to Minden in overtime the other night. So, you know, we've been there. We just don't know exactly how to finish, and that's been a troubling thing that we've fought ourselves through right now. And hopefully, a little bit of time here away with some cold days, and we're refreshed here for the home stretch.
Yeah, I take it the weather an issue with the Sydney and Broken Bow games not being played.
Correct, canceled both of those. So those are two games again to test ourselves and try to get better, you know. At the same time, felt those are two games that were, I call them 50-50s, teams that we could potentially beat. And so, you know, that was kind of disappointing that we didn't have that opportunity to play and get better, not only for our varsity, but for our JV teams, you know, and as you're continuing to build and in those younger groups, that's very important.
Coach, can you throw some names out? Who's some young guys we're going to be looking forward to watching on Thursday night, really scoring well for you?
Well, a junior, I wouldn't know if he's young anymore, so you get to this time of year, a junior, Jacob Weatherly. He's, you know, last time out he had 30 against Minden. He's probably averaging about 18 points a game. You know, he can shoot it from the outside. He's really developed his game, I think, this year as far as a driver and a finisher around the rim. So, you know, he's able to do a multiple things. He can score from a variety of different places on the court. Then we've got Nolan Watovic, another guard, junior. He's a guy that, offensively maybe doesn't shoot at the best, but he just orchestrates our offense and able to pick and choose his spots on his drives and finishes around the rim pretty well. And then we got a sophomore in Tag Sasali. He's a guy that is a guard that can multiple dimension kind of kid. He's quick, he's fast, can shoot it from the outside. He's a confidence issue right now. And so, you know, those three, as far as the guard positions, really, really do it for us. And then our post, Jacob Engel is a senior, so he's definitely not young. But he can variety, put it back to the basket, and then also he hits the mid-range pretty well.
So got some kids, no question, scored well for you. How's the future look? Underclassmen and looking down the line, future look pretty bright. You got some nice kids down the line?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple nice kids in the eighth grade, two taller kind of kids, good athletes, shoot the ball well. So, I mean, that's a good mix there as far as in the eighth grade. Got a freshman kid that'll play a little bit for us at the varsity level, Monty Brooks Fulmer. He'll play for us this year and has been playing quite a bit of varsity. Then we have and a couple nice kids in seventh grade. Brian Davis, he played at Hastings College right before me, so he's got a son in that grade. He's a kid that can play really well. And then the sixth graders just kind of they're pretty deep. And I don't know if anybody's super, but right now, you know, they're sixth graders, so it's hard to gauge.
What about the Bison? Obviously, you've had a chance to watch Coach Imus and those guys on film. What about this team you're going to face here in your final regular season game?
Oh, they're a tough out. I mean, you know, if they shoot the ball well, they can beat anybody on their schedule. They've got some guys that will put them up there, and, you know, if we catch them on the wrong night, then we're going to be in for a doozy. Capel kid, you know, is a kid that, you know, we've got to really put a lot of attention to because, you know, he can get to the basket, but he also can shoot the ball, and he's just kind of one of those warrior kind of kids that, you know, I think he makes everything turn for him. And, you know, if his energy's up, then we're going to have our hands full. And being senior night or whatever you want to call it, you know, last game and there for those kind of kids, you know, I know we're going to get our best shot from them. So, you know, coach is doing a great job there, really development of a basketball mindset, I feel. You know, that you can tell their skills are getting better each and every day out.